Speaking at the celebrations of the country's 62nd independence anniversary, Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni said his government is assisting citizens to be self-reliant, to be job creators. Museveni said his government can only employ about 500,000 people in the public sector. The president said his administration has created opportunities using, in two quotes, Polish development model, a village initiative where citizens are accorded affordable credit, which enables them to become self-employed.
We have diversified, going away from the colonial deception of having what they called cash crops and non-cash crops. We told our people that anything that is used by society on a large scale can be a cash product. Hence, maize, milk, cassava, beef, bananas, fruits, forest products, etc. are now cash products. These products deal with the import substitution and expanding our exports.
He said the population is steadily getting out of poverty, with about 67% of people in what he calls a cash economy. Museveni said African countries, including Uganda, should work together to discourage the export of raw materials to Western countries. Kamara Kankwasa is a lecturer of political studies at Kampala International University. He says one thing the government must do is to attract foreign investors.
Foreign investment establishes opportunities, establishes industries, establishes organizations. So the foreign direct investment can surely create jobs. Then Uganda also has to enhance regional markets. Uganda produces abundant food, which is an excess of the necessary food, which surpasses the market.
Museveni says that is why it is important for African countries to trade among themselves.
It is therefore feasible to use the similarities and linkages among the 1.5 billion Africans on the continent to achieve powerful economic and, in some cases, even political integration to ensure our prosperity and guarantee our strategic security.
Museveni also announced government plans to build a railway network connecting the country with Kenya in the east and South Sudan in the north. The government is also constructing the road network that connects with the rest of Africa. With the country still dependent on foreign aid and suffering from high unemployment, unreliable infrastructure, and poor services, analysts say Uganda has not achieved the aspirations envisaged at the time of independence. For VOA News, I am Mugume Davis Rwakarinjini, Kampala, Uganda.